Well, we anticipate about $3.8 trillion in spending. But if we could cut through all the numbers and all the political rhetoric and take a look at what the president's really proposing, knowing that almost none of it will become law, I think there's some interesting things in here. One, he does ask for an increase of about $4 trillion in deficit reduction over the next 10 years. Now, if that were to occur, we would avoid the kind of mindless sequestration, the across-the-board cuts that are scheduled to go into effect in January of 2013. So he has reacted very firmly to that threat. And so I think, you know, we look back at what he proposed during the negotiations last year on the budget, and many of those proposals are in here. One thing that most people will talk about is that there's a tremendous amount of tax increases in here, higher taxes on corporations, on wealthy taxpayers, including the expiration of the Bush tax cuts on upper-income people. He does ask for some minor changes in federal workers contributing more to their own retirement, cutting some farm subsidies. And there's minor changes in Medicare and Medicaid. That last part is very important because that's where the budget problem is, Medicare, Medicaid, and the pensions, and TRICARE for life in the military.
Steve, I want to go back to what you said, however, about federal employees and their pay and benefits. There's been a lot of talk on Capitol Hill about slashing that in order to pay for things like a payroll tax extension. What do we know so far about what the president is expected to propose?
Well, he'll propose some minor changes. Well, they may not be minor, however, to people who are federal employees. There will be a small increase of about a half of 1% in compensation. You will see a request for a larger contribution to their retirement plan, to FERS. And I think that there will be slightly higher premiums for pension insurance. So I think that there will be some changes that will affect directly federal workers. What I would warn everyone is that none of this will become law. And, you know, a president always proposes and Congress always disposes. And I think in this case, we've seen a Congress that hasn't even been able to do that the last 3 or 4 years. So gridlock, that very trite phrase, will prevail. And probably we will go through the entire year without any clear guidance on what 2013 will look for federal agencies or federal agency managers.
And I wanted to return to that $4 trillion in deficit reduction in the future. That's not to say that the debt, which is $16 trillion now, is going to go down to $12 trillion. What does that really mean, the $4 trillion deficit reduction over 10 years?
Well, we're facing, as you pointed out, it was $16 trillion right now in debt. And it's our estimate that at the end of this decade, at the end of 10 years, this budget's 10 years, we'll be at about $26 to $27 trillion. Well, you take $4 trillion from that, and you see we're still going to have $23, and we're going up about $7 trillion. The one thing the president will say in his budget, if you use his budget assumptions, both technical and economic, is this stabilizes the debt, at least for the first decade, and it doesn't grow any faster than anticipated GDP growth. Of course, that ignores, as all politicians, not just the president, have done, the second decade, which is when the demographic bulge for Social Security and pensions and for Medicare and Medicaid really start to hit. And no one, whether it's the Congress or the president, has come up with a plan to take that on in any significant way. And we don't, obviously, politically, it's worse than the third rail. I don't know what would, but nobody wants to touch it this year.
So let's talk about how this strategy is going to play out. But the president is proposing this budget. House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan is expected to come out with his own budget for the GOP later on. What are there going to be any areas of consensus among these? I mean, is anything going to be done, do you think, before this election?
I don't think the Democratic leadership in the Senate has already said they will not adopt a budget for 2013. So there won't be a congressional budget, and this will be the third consecutive year of that. I don't think there will be much overlap between what Chairman Ryan proposes and what the president proposes. And my suspicion very strongly is that both sides are engaging in messaging. This is really setting up the political campaign for the next 8 months. And you have the president saying, we're going to raise taxes on the wealthy. We're going to try to help people get jobs through education programs. We're going to have a fair amount of infrastructure increases in transportation. And if you're the president, you could say something like, that's what I want to do. I want to have the rich pay, the people who've benefited for the last 20 years, I want them to pay more. The response will be, I'm very sure, from Chairman Ryan and other Republicans, no, raising taxes is the worst possible thing you could do right now. And at that point, you go into gridlock. I don't think anything significant will happen this year until the lame duck. And there are some people in both parties that I've talked to over the last couple of weeks who aren't so sure the lame duck will resolve any of these sequester questions, the Bush tax cut expiration, what do you do about the unemployment insurance and a payroll tax holiday. One interesting thing is the president does request a full year extension of the payroll tax holiday, and something that we've adopted or recommended and advocated over here at the Bipartisan Policy Center. There's no doubt this recovery is weak. Bernanke has said it. The World Bank has said it. International Monetary Fund has said it. So, you know, there is no doubt that this economy cannot take too much more and still recover, even as slow as the recovery is. So I think you're going to see the fight. Who is going to be responsible for paying the bills? And the president will say the rich should, and Republicans will say that what we need is growth and that everybody should contribute. So it's going to be an interesting year. I think for federal workers and federal agency managers, the best strategy is a strategy they're following now, which is to assume nothing will increase and prepare for at least a partial sequester, perhaps not the whole, you know, $1.2 trillion, but a partial sequester of some kind starting in January of 2013.
We're speaking with Steve Bell, the Senior Director of the Economic Policy Project at the Bipartisan Policy Center. And you touched on a point I wanted to follow up on, and that is the day-to-day operating budgets and staffing levels of federal agencies, even as maybe programmatic dollars for education or transportation rise. There's likely to be very little increase in staffing and other day-to-day operating expenses. That, I think, both parties seem to be agreeing on. Yeah. Would you agree with that assessment?
Oh, yes. I think a prudent manager would just look at this and say, I really appreciate what the president says, and perhaps I appreciate what Paul Ryan says, but the fact of the matter is we're not going to get individual appropriation bills. We're not going to get any increases in spending. Of any kind, not in education or any of those elements, because those appropriation bills are not going to pass. So we're looking probably at a continuing resolution for FY13. This sounds like an old tale retold, and then it's exactly what it is. And I don't think that we'll have any significant fiscal bills pass until the lame duck. And that, of course, all depends on the election results.